USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is continuing its proceedings in finalizing the impeachment articles against President Trump. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler opened the debate on the articles.
If the president can first abuse his power and then stonewall all congressional requests for information, Congress cannot fulfill its duty to act as a check and balance against the executive, and the president becomes a dictator.
The committee's top Republican, Doug Collins, says Democrats are predisposed toward impeachment without the evidence to back it up.
This is our third. I'll count it into tomorrow for three. Three hearings in this committee of impeachment, and that's all we're having.
The Democrats hope to have the articles ready for a vote for the full Senate by next week. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee finished up its latest two-day meetings with no moves on interest rates. But Chairman Jerome Powell made it clear the Fed plans to leave historically low rates in place through next year.
As always, we base our decisions on judgment of how best to achieve the goals Congress has given us, maximum employment and price stability. Our economic outlook remains a favorable one, despite global developments and ongoing risks.
Senate Judiciary Democrats and Republicans sparred over the watchdog report that concluded there was no political bias in the FBI investigation of Trump campaign ties to Russia. Vermont Democrat Pat Leahy and Inspector General Michael Horowitz.
Did you find anything where the FBI planted spies in Mr. Trump's campaign?
We found no use of confidential human sources and placing them in the campaign.
Republican Lindsey Graham called the FBI probe a criminal conspiracy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page sued the Trump administration for releasing hundreds of text messages between herself and a former FBI agent with whom she had a romantic relationship. She accused the Department of Justice and FBI of illegally disclosing nearly 400 text messages to the media in 2017. Page said the texts also included highly sensitive personal information, including medical records, financial transactions, personal actions, and private conversations. She said sharing the texts with the media was in violation of the Privacy Act. More classic films are being preserved into history. USA's Chris Barnes gives us a rundown.
25 films being inducted for historic preservation by the Library of Congress, including Purple Rain.
It's a song that goes in the band with Lisa and Wendy.
Besides that 1984 film that launched Prince into superstardom, there are some other musical-themed movies being inducted, like the Mozart movie Amadeus and Martin Scorsese's concert film The Last Waltz. Other films added to the registry this year, Platoon, Clerks, and Coal Miner's Daughter. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.